Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge, and we're talking some nutrition today here on the podcast. My name is Brad Brown. Thank you so much for taking the time to download and listen to this podcast. It is hugely, hugely appreciated. By the way, if you haven't left us a review or a rating on iTunes yet, if I could ask you just to take a couple of minutes to do that. And in doing so, you'll stand in line to win yourself an entry into an Ironman. All you need to do, if you'd like to find out more and enter that contest, is head over to thekonaedge.com/win. You can also click on the link in the show notes to this episode. Make sure you get in it to win it, okay? Alternatively, what you can do is simply text the word Ironman to 44222, and I'll send you all the details straight back. In the spotlight, in the coach's corner today, is MP Multisports. Their athlete-coach relationship is what makes MP Multisport unique in the coaching field. Their role is to ensure the coach relationship is evident in all their coaching interactions. MP Multisport coaching involves listening first to understand your needs as an athlete, continuous analyzation by them, and implementation by you. They don't focus on mass-produced training plans or categorize their athletes because no two athletes are the same. There's more to your needs than swim, bike, and run portion of training. Too often, athletes will push through their training laps and miles, but forget about the impact in other areas of their lives. To get to your goals, MP Multisport takes a holistic approach to the process, which includes the balance you have in your life, nutrition, core strength, and time management, as well as understanding those needs through communication. To find out more about MP Multisport, head over to the Coach's Corner. Just go to thekonaedge.com/coaching, or alternatively head straight through to their website. It's mpmultisport.com. If you're a coach, or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, simply head over to that URL. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching, and scroll right down to the bottom of the page to get all the details. Let's talk some nutrition now here on the Kona Edge. Colin Cook joining us once again. Colin, welcome back.
Thanks so much for being here.
Colin, one of the things you said to me in our first chat, that one of your secrets to getting the balance right and having everything the way it should be is making sure you're eating correctly and eating healthily. Nutrition plays a big part in what you do, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think that it goes beyond triathlon, but nutrition is just one of, if not the most important thing that we can be doing for ourselves.
It's very much an individual approach, and you need to find what works for you. But for you, what's your sort of approach generally to nutrition? Not necessarily just racing, but day-to-day sort of stuff to make sure that you're fueling yourself properly, that you are able to train at your sort of optimum.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, I think that the one of the most important things, and it's pretty simplistic, but eating real food as much as possible, I think is really important, you know, especially as a guy that's, you know, kind of on the go and very busy and things like that. It's so easy to just grab, you know, a energy bar or something like that. And, you know, they certainly have their place. When you can have real things, you know, that's usually what's, I think, going to be best for us, especially in the long term.
And a lot of that, again, just comes down and boils down to proper planning.
Exactly. You know, so and I actually have to travel a decent amount for my full-time gig, and you know, it's, if you don't plan and you're out on the road, it's so easy to get sucked in and, you know, have to get those you know, fast food kind of meals and things like that obviously aren't nearly as good for you as if you can in most cases, you know, bring your own foods and things, so that you have to plan to be able to do that.
From a training perspective, how do you approach it from a nutrition point of view?
So, you know, it's something where, you know, I guess it depends on the distance and things that I'm training. You know, always using some sort of a sport drink, typically for especially workouts that are an hour or longer, I think, is especially as a bigger guy. You know, so I'm 6'5", you know, about 190 pounds. So I need to get more in and things. I think that's important. But, you know, finding, you know, the most natural and healthy bars or gels and things, not to make a pitch here, but I'm a huge fan of Glucose Energy is the company that I use primarily their products, and the way that they're naturally, you know, created, and the way they work is they really hit you kind of more in a quicker than a lot of the other products do. And they don't have a lot of the crap that some of the more popular brands do that I think, you know, really can have a negative impact on you, and you know, really been successful with their products.
Tell me about your sort of race Ironman strategy. Do you go in with a set plan that this is what you're going to do almost on the hour, or do you have a sort of fair idea and then you play it by ear as you go?
So I certainly have a nailed in, you know, to the minute, really a plan of what I'm going to be doing from a nutrition perspective. I mean, I think you definitely have to have the ability to deviate from that, you know, and there's going to be things that maybe you weren't expecting, you know, or conditions, you know, obviously we're planning for most likely conditions we're going to see, but you have to be able to make adjustments. And as the story I made on the earlier one there, when you managed to wash out all your gummies and things like that during the run, during a race, you got to be able to adjust and have some, you know, plan B options out there for sure as well.
You also mentioned in our first chat that your first half Ironman, you struggled with a bit of cramp and that sort of thing, and it was down to nutrition. Has it taken you a long time to get that nutrition plan dialed in? Has it been something that's come pretty easily? And are you still working on it? Do you think you've got it sort of waxed, or is it something you're always tweaking?
Yeah, so I would say that it took me at least a couple of years to nail that down, for sure. I mean, pacing, I think, is vital as well, and, you know, critical to being able to have success. But for me, I think, and a lot of people, at least around me and in things that I've seen, aren't taking in enough, especially fluids and salts and things on the bike. So I think in general, you know, going more there, you know, obviously, yes, it takes more for our body to process those kind of things, which is going to take away from effort levels. But if you're not giving your body enough fuel, you know, to fuel it, then things aren't going to go very well. So, you know, usually I'm kind of, especially on the bike, kind of a more is better kind of strategy. Yes, you know, we've got to make sure we figure out what's working well for us. And, as far as progressing forward, I think I'm always trying to make little tweaks and things like that. And during training, you know, I always like to kind of consider myself a guinea pig, and, I'm more than happy to test things out and, you know, see what I can do to see if it has a, you know, a positive or negative impact on, you know, my results and things.
Sounds brilliant. Well, Colin, it's been great catching up. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated.
All right. Thanks so much.
This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. And that's it for this edition of The Kona Edge. Thank you to our guest, Colin Cook, and thank you to you for listening. It is hugely, hugely appreciated. And I look forward to sharing another incredible story with you tomorrow here on the podcast. But until then, from myself, Brad Brown, you stay safe, and we'll chat soon. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial-free feed of The Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.